Can risky behaviors as a teen predict what kind of father a boy would be? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Craig Garfield, associate professor in pediatrics, hospital-based medicine, and medical social sciences at Northwestern University, discusses how focusing on boys' risk-taking behavior may help prevent teen pregnancies.
What if you could ask teenage boys questions about sex, and their answers gave you insight into their likelihood to become a father later in life? Most existing research focuses on girls and their risks for pregnancy and motherhood. What little research is available on boys tends to focus on sexually transmitted infections. We wanted to examine if boys' reproductive health knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs during adolescence might predict future fatherhood. Teenage knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs are often used to anticipate future behaviors. We used a study of over 10,000 adolescent boys in grades 7 to 12 in 1994 who were then followed for 14 years. We looked at their knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs towards risky sexual behaviors and the associations with whether they became fathers, when they became fathers, and what type of fathers they became: a teenage father, a resident adult father, or one who doesn't live with their child, a non-resident father. Those who endorsed more motivation to engage in risky sexual behaviors as a teen had a 70% increase in the odds of becoming an adolescent father, a 30% increase in the odds of becoming a non-resident father, and a 7% increase in the odds of becoming a resident father. Those with more positive attitudes towards getting someone pregnant had a 20% increase in the odds of becoming a non-resident father and an 11% increase of becoming a resident father. On the other hand, young men who felt more confident and competent about birth control use had a significant decrease in the odds of becoming a teenage father and a non-resident father. These associations support the idea of identifying key time periods for understanding young men's health, like adolescence, and working with them through education, such as strengthening confidence in using birth control, to positively impact their future health trajectories.
That was Craig Garfield of Northwestern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.